You're listening to the Mischke Broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Our number is 646-8255, 646-TALK, or long distance 1-800-962-0792. Might I talk to you briefly about something that happened last night? Thank you. Well, you know that I'm a man who's gotten in a fair amount of trouble in life. I don't court it. I don't seek it. I don't welcome it. It finds me. I'm not saying I'm not responsible, but I never go about what I do in a malicious way. But it doesn't matter. Trouble finds me. The authorities find me. You've heard about the incident out at the airport years ago during the TWA hijacking in Beirut when international airport security was tightened all over the world, and I happened to choose that particular time to go out to our airport at about 2:30 in the morning and to find myself on a plane with its running lights on, a plane no one should have been able to get into, an empty plane. The woman with me, now my wife, told me that at the airport, the bars stay open later because they don't have to follow state law. So we went out looking for that, and turned out that wasn't the case. I don't know where she heard that. But while we were out there, I said, you know, it's late, no one's around. I've always wanted to climb up those baggage chutes. So we went up there, and we ended up, well, one thing led to another. We got onto a plane, and we shouldn't have been able to. And some people got fired, and the airlines, they were fined quite a bit of money. And an FAA special agent ended up getting involved, flying in from Washington. And we got in a lot of trouble and had to agree not to publicize it because this was a very sensitive time. The TWA hijacking was still ongoing. The famous photo of the pilot with his elbow out the window, and remember that hijacking? And we had to agree not to go to the press with it to avoid being prosecuted. We agreed, and nothing was said about it. A month later, there's a couple of high school kids on with Ted Koppel for doing the same thing and bringing a video camera. I don't know what the hell happened there. FAA let them go on Koppel. We had to swing a deal. Now, then there was the trouble with the FCC. I'm sticking just with federal trouble right now, and that was when I violated the War of the Worlds Act and did the phony World War III starting with North Korea story. Even though we have a disclaimer, Clyde, could you play our disclaimer?
If you listen closely, you may notice that Mischke takes great license with some of the details surrounding the news of the day. Listen at your own amusement.
Listen at your own amusement. Thank you, yeah. But no, a few people apparently called the FCC because they thought World War III had actually started, and apparently you can't do that even with your disclaimer. And well, there was some trouble there. Okay, then we got past that. And of course, there's been some other trouble around here with me and with this show, some legal trouble I don't want to get into, potential lawsuits, stuff like that. But I've never sought this kind of attention from authorities. And I didn't last night. I was doing again what I thought was a bit, kind of a little gag deal. See, I was pretending to be this extreme right-wing radio guy. And I was having some fun being the extreme right-wing radio guy. It's very fun to do. It's very easy to do. And it's a great way to let off some steam. And in the midst of all this, when I was being right-wing Wayne, the extremist talk radio host, I did a little promotion, never thinking that this would get me in any trouble. This is what it sounded like last night. In response to the overwhelming publicity generated by Joe Souchere's offering that brand-new Harley-Davidson motorcycle to his loyal listeners, the Mischke Broadcast tonight is offering you folks a chance to nab an equally impressive prize. Be caller number 7 right now and win a chance to have your name drawn for a slew of paramilitary paraphernalia, including Magnum jackboots, Waron security body armor, tactical goggles, the new Enforcer holster with side lock retention and straight up draw. Know the Black Book code word for this evening, and we'll throw in the new Intimidator stun gun, capable of delivering a crackling 200,000 volts, causing a dazed mental state, disorientation, loss of balance, and muscle control. Call now, and we'll throw in a Ranger shotgun bandolier and a response vest. Everything you need to prepare for the Black Choppers coming this way soon, courtesy of the UN. Be caller number 7, and we'll give you a chance to outfit yourself for the new millennium. Protect yourself, protect your family, protect your ragtag militia from the encroaching government forces that threaten our freedoms and our liberties. As a special feature tonight, we also have the Tim McVeigh Right Idea Wrong City t-shirt featuring Timmy's face on the front and a Ryder truck parked in front of the White House on the back. Tell your friends about this new promotion, and let's see if we can't get as many people listening to this show as listen to Joe in the afternoons. All right. Well, I don't know if you heard anything in there that really bothered you or that could have conceivably bothered someone out there in the listening audience. But the Secret Service called today. Again, I didn't expect to go through life without getting in some trouble, but I honestly never thought it would be with the Secret Service. And it wouldn't have been with the Secret Service, if someone, a listener, and you know who you are, good humor man, if someone didn't call Washington, D.C. at midnight last night, at midnight, apparently getting a hold of a number the Secret Service doesn't even give out, a number that would have been very difficult for a private citizen to have. Called the Secret Service in D.C. over the T-shirt thing there. The Tim McVeigh Right Idea Wrong City T-shirt with Timmy's face on the front and the Ryder truck parked in front of the White House on the back. Now, I'm very careful in airports. I don't make bomb jokes. And I wouldn't probably make a joke like that during a White House tour, but I'm just some guy doing a radio show. Just a silly little show, really. You've heard the disclaimer, haven't you? Mm-hmm. But the listeners aren't always who I think they are. So they call out there at midnight. Couldn't even wait till the next day. Brian, I only know your first name. That's all they would give me. Brian, you got the Secret Service after me. The Washington Bureau called someone locally here and they sent a man out to check on it. The Secret Service. Over a little T-shirt reference. It was a joke. It's always a joke. It was a joke when I was sitting in the cockpit of that airplane, holding the steering wheel going, brrr. It was a joke. North Korea. It wasn't World War III. It was a joke. You know, you have some fun with your buddies sitting around a campfire. You have some fun with your buddies at a bar. You have some fun with a microphone on. And 50,000 watts of power and lookout. What agency is left? Been in plenty of trouble with the St. Paul Police Department. Minneapolis Police Department. What's left? State Patrol. There's a lot of things I haven't been caught for yet, too. But I never courted trouble with America's Secret Service. Elliot Ness, that whole thing, I have a lot of respect for him. You make one little joke, and old Brian out there, and God help the rest of you at KSTP, if I'm the guy getting pegged as the extreme right-wing nutcase the government needs to look out for, what the hell's going to happen with some of these other shows we run around here? Me, Mishki, I'm the guy getting in trouble as the anti-government guy to watch out for. How'd that happen? Me. I'm the non-political guy here. Why am I in trouble? Doesn't make any sense. Because of Brian, that's why. Who called at midnight, probably couldn't sleep, till he called the Secret Service in Washington over me. John Hinckley? Dangerous. Squeaky Fromm? Get her. Mishki? Come on! We'll be back.
Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP.